This is Lauren, the supervisor you've requested. If I can get a few moments just to get the account pulled up so that I can be of better assistance for you.
Okay.
And that's going to be under Klinowski.
Klinowski, yes.
Klinowski, I'm sorry about that. Bear with me just one moment here while I get this pulled up, okay?
Sure.
Great. If I could have you confirm that shipping address so that I can discuss the account and go over everything for you today.
It's 270 King Cotton Road, Brunswick, Georgia.
Thank you for that. And I'm showing here you had told the previous agent that this was fraudulent, that you didn't enter to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No.
Right, because that's where it would have come from. You would have received an email promo to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and you would have had to pay the entry fee, as well as you would have been explained in the terms and conditions that you were also receiving access to one of our meal planning apps, which is kind of like Noom, where you get, customized meal plans that you can tailor to meet your caloric needs, as well as foods that you like. And then there's also access to workout videos and things of that nature. But that wasn't something that you did.
I didn't sign up for anything like that.
Well, it would have been received after entering to win the vacuum cleaner.
Well, I didn't enter any contest because I don't gamble.
I got you. Well, so what we would do for a go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know that this card was hacked before they sent me a new one. And I know that this charge should not be on my account at all.
Right. So what we would do for a fraud-based investigation is I'll go ahead and get the IP address and stuff from the account and send it to your local authorities so that they're able to investigate the source of that charge, as well as who would have placed it and when it would have been placed, and everything down to the exact device that would have placed it. In the interim, I'm going to go ahead and get this refunded for you, and it is already canceled, so you won't be billed anything further.
All right. Thank you.
Just bear with me one moment here, okay?
All right.
I do apologize. Just one more moment here.
Okay.
All right. We've got that refund process for you. Just allow it at the most 3 to 5 business days, depending on how quickly your financial institution processes that sort of thing. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
Well, I paid this bill today. Should I just deduct that charge?
You can deduct it or wait for that refund. It's whichever you would like to do, pay for it and then wait for the refund to come back onto the card. I don't use credit cards, so I wouldn't really know how that all works, but we do have that refund processing back to you, and it'll go back into what it came out of.
Okay, then I'll deduct it right off of this bill and just pay this invoice. Okay.
All right. Well, was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, that's all. Thank you for your help.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Sure.